describe your background and what initially grabbed your interest about product design, how you got involved, maybe what you studied in school. Just tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. I think I'm a, pretty much a big cliche, like disassembling, you know, like alarm clock of my dad when I was two and like always looking.
Really? When you were 2 years old, you did that?
Yeah, yeah. It was
so your parents told you this story?
Yeah. My dad was pretty angry, but I think he was angry and like I think like happy at the same time. So he understood like, okay, I'm curious. And I think it all come down like to curiosity. I always got this curiosity of understanding, okay, there is this thing, this box, but what's inside, what makes it work? And so I've been destroying stuff for a long time until, you know, getting to the point where like I was actually fixing stuff, and I had this kind of a interest of like, you know, making the life of or especially like toys or stuff I liked to last longer. So fixing it was kind of a good way to do that. And obviously, like, yeah, I was a big Lego player. I think in it's like that's what, you know, one part of like, you know, understanding all the bits and pieces. And then the other part, it's probably like, yeah, very, always been very interested in like, you know, inventing stuff and just like, yeah, I was always like, you know, jotting down like crazy, like,
what's concept. Some of your craziest ideas?
Craziest, I don't know. One that I kind of like is like, I think I was like 8 or 9. I remember I found like the little like booklet where I was doing like a few drawings of like a 2x2 bicycle, like a all wheel drive bicycle.
Wow.
When I was 8 or 9 or something like that. As usual, like for all my inventions, I figured like that has been invented like probably like 10 years before, but I mean that's the way it is. But I think I've done a lot of when I was a kid, like tinkering and like building stuff. I mean, destroying stuff, then building stuff, and I always been really interested in that. And then I really liked also like at some point, like, you know, at the end of my high school, I was like, oh yeah, I mean, I was in between like, okay, engineering or like pilot.
And, wow.
But then I was like, pilot is cool. I love planes and stuff. But I understood that I would not be able to like be creative as much, and like it would kind of be repetitive, even though sometimes I still think that flying, yeah, would be a kind of cool.
Still
on a daily basis. yeah, totally. Typical, I was like, yeah, I just followed like the typical curriculum in France, engineering school. And started to did like a engineering school and then a master's degree in innovation. Product design, innovation, and from there, like, started to work, started my career with that.
Wow. And